Hey everybody, Rob here, getting ready for some Twitch Ultimate Trivia. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsors for today's podcast. Those are our friends over at Noon Energy. What would you do if you had more energy? I mean, I could be watching so many more Survivor seasons, so I could be getting all these questions right. Unlock your potential with Noon Energy, a refreshing new alternative to the average energy drink. I'm actually drinking one right now. If you watch the video, you could see that I have a glass of my Noon Energy drink. Noon Energy, it's the future of energy drinks, a carefully formulated blend of invigorating ingredients to jumpstart your day. What makes Noon Energy different from every other energy drink out there? It's all in the details. Made with only 2 grams of sugar and 4 grams of carbs, with clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and it's caffeine from organic green tea, not in a laboratory. Look, I drink coffee during the day, but sometimes I need a little extra something at the end of the day, and that's where I like to have my Noon energy drink doing these podcasts later on in the day. Doesn't make me feel all jittery like I'm having too much coffee. Keeps me hydrated as well, optimized caffeine levels, so you are feeling good. High-potency B vitamins for boost, organic ginseng, might improve my focus for the quiz, too. Plus, it's packed with electrolytes that keep me hydrated while I'm doing my thing. Drop a fizzy tablet in my water. That's always fun. Great for workouts, work days, everything in between. Packed in a convenient, easy-to-grab tube so you can take it with you on the go. Available in 4 delicious flavors. Watermelon Burst, Berry Blast, Tropical Punch, and Ginger Lime Zing. So discover what Noon Energy can do for you. Visit noon.life/Rob. That's noon.life/Rob. And use promo code Rob for 20% off your first order. That's noon.life/Rob, promo code Rob. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here for another round of everybody's favorite Survivor trivia game. It's This Week in Survivor History, the quiz, Twitch Ultimate Trivia. That's right. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had three new combatants to come on here and take a chance on Jordan Kalish's quiz. We are back again tonight live to do just that here. So let's bring in, here he is, a man of many names, the King of Jaunts, Jaunty Jordan Kalish.
We are back, baby. Seeds, baby.
Seeds,
many
baby.
Names, many titles, many catchphrases. Hey, girl, hey. Hey, mm-hmm. Everyone. Hey.
Yeah.
We're back on Twitch, ready with as you said, three great contestants trying to join the pantheon of amazing winners that we've already had this season. But Rob, how you doing? It's good to see you again.
Yeah, doing okay. Very busy over here, Jordan, but very excited to get back and play some Twitch Ultimate Trivia. I'm 19 seasons into the all-time top 40 countdown, so I am as prepared as I've ever been.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. Like, this is probably the most studying you've ever done.
Yeah.
For This Week in Survivor History, which is of course the reason we know why you're doing the rewatch, to do better in the quizzes. It's like a college semester. You've taken like a semester of Survivor, and now I think you're going to be ready for whichever of these three people come out of the first couple rounds. I think you're going to be ready to take them on.
Okay. Well, I just hope that the final round is all about the worst Survivor seasons that there are.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, try to keep it to the bottom half seasons. All right. Anyway, Jordan, what's going on with you? How's everything?
Doing really well. I coach baseball. We had our first game last week. We have two more games next week. So it's been nice getting back onto the baseball field after a year long hiatus of, or actually, I guess a 2 year long hiatus of no baseball coaching. So it's one of my favorite things that I do. So it's nice to be back. But of course, it's even better to be back here on Twitch.
All right. Jordan, let's meet our combatants here today for Twitch Ultimate Trivia. I'm very excited to have this woman joining us, in addition to being a very serious scientist studying the brain. She's also quite a knowledgeable Survivor historian in her own right. Please welcome back Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz.
Oh, thank you so much for that kind introduction, Rob. Thank you, Rob and Jordan, for having me. I'm very excited to be back competing in Twitch. This is, I'm a two-time Twitch loser against you, Rob. But I would go head to head with you on brain injury any day. I think that that's the next quiz we should do against each other.
Okay. you can welcome me into your dojo. And I can embarrass myself. So that would be a drubbing.
I'm excited. These have been really fun, these Twitch Ultimate trivia panels, and the questions have been really, really hard, so I'm just gonna do my best. My advice from my son before I came up here was, if they ask who the winner of Winners at War was, it's Tony.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Did you get any advice from your Psych Rewatch podcast co-host, Jason Curtis Rivera?
Jason Curtis Rivera, who's in the chat
rooting you on.
Ah, he's been giving me drills all day, just asking me to name lists of different Survivor things. So he's my Survivor trivia coach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Hopefully he's not like the real coach.
They have some similarities, but okay, not many.
All right.
The hair, maybe.
Yes. Let's welcome in our second contestant here tonight. That he came to us by way of when we had patron Survivor Trivia Night. He was the winner out of the patrons watching the stream. Let's welcome in Chris Snyder. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. As people can see, I am holding my wires for my headphones to minimize popping. I'm treating this like an endurance Survivor challenge. And just like Twitch, I am ready to take it on as much as possible.
Okay. All right. Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I work for Costco front end. Usually if I'll be outside pushing carts. When I am not working, I am usually at home playing video games like Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts or rewatching a Survivor season. We actually are rewatching Token Chains with me and my husband are right now. So funny with the coach talk. He's actually one of our favorites to watch. And, you know, started my Survivor Africa rewatch. Yes. 2 days ago, actually, because I was trying to guess before which one was going to come first.
Wow.
And I guessed Africa to get a head start, and I was right.
Wow. So you went ahead. You started watching ahead, and you guessed right.
I did. I'm 50-50. I guessed All-Stars a couple weeks back, and I was wrong. And then I guessed Africa this week, and I was right. Yeah. So,
well, either way, you're just ahead, even if you guess wrong.
Ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Chris, nice to have you here.
Also the listeners.
Yes. Okay. And then I'm very excited to have, I've been trying to recruit this man to come play Twitch Ultimate Trivia for weeks. But finally, we can get the great Phil Thompson is here. Phil, how are you?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Jordan? I'm doing pretty well. I've been a big Survivor fan for years and years and years and years, and I've never actually had the ability to like test my knowledge on Survivor stuff. You know, all my friends think I'm a Survivor super fan. And I was telling, like, before this, I was telling them, like, I don't know. Some of these people might actually really, really, you know their stuff. So I'm very excited to try to see how much I actually know about this. Yeah, we'll see.
I think we should have a good game today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that being said, Jordan, could you tell us a little bit about how the game is going to work?
Sure. Let's see if I can do this.
All right.
Okay. So there we have four games that Amanda, Phil, and Chris will be competing in. The scores of these four games will be compiled throughout the night, and the person who has the most points at the end of the night will get to play against Rob in the fifth and final game. That will be the Twitch rounds, like classic Twitch, without the multiple choice aspect. The first round, and we'll get into that in a second, it's going to be the Twitch list. The way that the Twitch list is going to work, I am going to give you a category. The answers are going to be either people who've been on Survivor or Survivor seasons, and they have to match the category that I give you. If you are correct, if you answer with an item that belongs in the category, you get a point. If you answer incorrectly or if you repeat an answer, you don't get a point. You don't lose a point, which is nice. However, you don't get to gain any more points in in that category. And once there's only one of you left, I'll let you answer one more on top of the point totals you already have to get a bonus for winning the round. So are you guys ready for the first Twitch list of the night?
I am. Let's do it.
You better believe it. Okay.
So the first Twitch list comes from a good friend of mine, Felipe, who has been sending me a lot of Twitch lists this season. There are 25 zero-vote finalists in the history of Survivor. We're going to go in alphabetical order to start the first round. We're going to go so Amanda, Chris, Phil, T. So Amanda, we're going to start with you. Zero-vote finalists, go.
Stephen Fishback.
Stephen Fishback is correct. Amanda, you get a point. So to Chris.
Mick Trimming.
Mick Trimming. Samoa is correct. Chris, you get a point. Phil T.
I'm going to go with, I'll go with Russell Hance on Heroes versus Villains.
Yep, Russell Hance is correct. So I should have stated this before. If they've been a zero vote finalist within a specific season, they do count for this list. So you are correct there. Amanda, your turn.
Spencer Bledsoe.
Spencer Bledsoe is correct.
Sugar Kuiper.
Sugar Kuiper is correct. Survivor Gabon. Phil.
Tasha Fox.
Tasha Fox is correct from Cambodia. Back to Amanda.
Dreams.
Dreams is correct from Survivor Fiji.
Cassandra. To
Chris. Chris Cassandra, also from Fiji, is correct. Earl swept that vote. Phil T.
I'll go with Sash.
Sash from Nicaragua is correct. You're at 3 points apiece going back to Amanda.
Becky Cook Islands.
Cook Islands, that is correct. Going to Chris.
Natalie Tenorelli.
Nat 10 of Redemption Island, that is correct. Phil.
I'm going to go with Dawn Meehan.
Dawn is correct. You're each at 4 points. Amanda, you're up.
Sherry.
Sherry, also, yes, from Caramo, and you are correct. You have 5. Chris?
Albert.
Albert Destrade, South Pacific. You have 5 points. Phil?
Jervis.
Jervis, Blood versus Water, Never Nervous. 5 points. Amanda, to you.
The great Michelle Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Michelle Fitzgerald. Doesn't seem like she'd belong on this list, but she does. But she is. Amanda, you get a point there.
Oh, Chris. Sorry, Ken McNichol.
Ken McNichol, Millennials versus Gen X is correct. Phil?
I'm going to go with... Please. Oh, I'm going to go with Natalie Tenorelli.
Nat 10 was already said, so Phil, unfortunately, you are out. But we go back to Amanda.
Hannah?
Hannah, also Millennials versus Gen X is correct. Chris?
Chelsea Meisner.
Chelsea Meisner is from One World is correct.
Ay. Oh my gosh. I'm struggling. What else do I have?
I need an answer, Amanda.
I can't.
Right.
I'm out.
Okay, Amanda is out. Chris, you can gain up to 2 more points here. You can, if you give me 1 more, you'll get a point. If you give me 2 more, you'll get 2 points. So let me hear one more answer here.
Troyzan.
Troyzan from Game Changers is correct, and you can get 1 bonus point here.
Laurel.
Laurel is correct. So our totals after the first game, Amanda is at 7 points. Chris is at 9 points. Phil is at 5 points. And Rob, can you think of any that our contestants did not get?
I had a couple.
They did very well.
Yeah, they did do very well. It should be a good game tonight. I had Edge of Extinction, Julie.
That is correct.
And how about Angelina?
Angelina, David versus Goliath is correct. And the ones that that you guys missed were Nora. We had Ty from Koh Rong, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, you got the rest. So great job on that first game. Unlike Kelly Wigglesworth in the rafting challenge in Borneo, you did not suck on that game. All right. So we're going to go to our second Twitch list. We're going to go. The order is going to be Chris, Phil, Amanda. We always go alphabetical order, but Chris will start here. These are going to be the 17 seasons in which all the finalists, so this is either the final two or the final three, but it has to be the entirety of the people in the finals, were from the same starting tribe. So it can't be people who, it's not necessarily people who played together in the pre-merge. They have to be from the same starting tribe when the game started, final two or final three, and the whole finalist, all the finalists have to have been on that tribe. So we're starting with Chris. You're going to give me the name of the season. You don't have to give me the contestants. Just the name of the season, starting with Chris.
Borneo.
Borneo is correct.
Australia.
Australian Outback is correct. Amanda.
All Stars.
All Stars is correct. To Chris.
Africa.
Africa or Africa is correct. Phil.
Thailand.
Thailand is correct.
One World.
One World is correct.
Palau.
Palau is correct.
Okay. Let me say, Guatemala? No. Guatemala. I'll say it. Yeah.
Guatemala is incorrect, yeah. Phil. So we're going to go to Amanda.
Micronesia.
Micronesia is correct.
China.
China is correct.
Heroes versus villains.
Heroes versus villains is correct. You each have four.
Token Chains.
Token Chains is correct.
Redemption Island.
Redemption Island is correct.
Samoa.
We're going to Samoa. That is correct.
Cagayan.
Cagayan is correct.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua is also correct.
South Pacific.
South Pacific is correct.
Blood versus water.
Blood versus water is correct. And you have completed the list. I think that's the first time.
Did we get One World?
We got One World, yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. So great job on another great job on that list. We don't even have to go to Rob here.
Yes. Chris, sorry for doubting you on Africa after you've already started your rewatch and I haven't.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he just started. He didn't get to the end yet. So no spoilers for the finale of Survivor Africa. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Phil, you're going to start now with this list. This is okay. So this comes from the True Dork Times. This is a great website for fun Survivor facts. Yes. So this is going to be the most career votes for the booty in their Survivor career. So the booty is the most career votes for the booty in their Survivor career. The booty is the person who gets booted, who goes home. So it's basically the survivor who at the most tribal councils voted for the person who got voted out. And this is in their Survivor career. So don't worry about single season. This is just people who have done this the most in all the times that they have played Survivor. And we are going to start with...
But let's slow down here for a second, okay? Because I think that this needs to be explained a second time before we jump right into it. We are looking for the people who have the most notches on their belt, the people correct. That have voted correctly for the or have been to the most tribal councils for somebody who's been voted out.
It's yes, voted for the person who went out at the most tribal councils. That happened the most times. So if they were part of a vote split and they happened to vote for the person who didn't go home, that would not count. And also this is just a distinction that True Dork Times makes on their site. If there's a season with a final two and a player technically did not vote because like you're the two people who didn't win immunity, their votes cancel each other out. That does actually count as a vote for this list. So that may come into play because essentially they did vote for the right person. It's the only person they could vote for. So that does, it's a minor distinction. I don't know how much it'll actually affect the list. So what we're looking for
that's
here.
A bit stat. But with all due respect, Jeff.
He's got a lot of other stats. Don't worry about it.
So by the way, there are 15 players who have done this at least 18 times. And those are the 15 that we are looking for. So there are 15 players who've done it at least 18 times. There are some players who've done it more. But anyone who's done it 17 or under is not in the top 15. And we're going to start with Phil. Top 15 most career votes for the booty in their Survivor career.
Okay. Cochran.
Cochran is not on the list. So, Phil, you're not going to gain any points in this round. Amanda, you're up.
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob is 27 times. That is correct.
Parvati Shallow.
Parvati is the most with 28.
Sandra.
Sandra has 23. Yes.
Amanda Kimmel.
Amanda Kimmel is 25.
Tony.
Tony Vlachos has 19.
Russell Hantz.
Russell Hantz at 25.
Coach?
Coach Wade with 18 is on the list.
Suri.
Suri with 24 is on the list.
Danielle DiLorenzo.
Danielle DiLorenzo is not on the list. So, Amanda, you won't get any more points. Chris, you could gain 2 more points on this round.
Is JT on the list?
JT is not on the list. So you won't gain any more points here. Rob, let's see if you could come up with a couple that were not said.
So just a couple off the top of my head. Sarah Lucina.
Sarah Lucina is 19.
Rupert.
Rupert, he is actually not on the list. I remember he did have 17, though, so he's close to the list.
And then I had Andrea Belke.
Andrea's there with 18.
Ooh, yeah. Good for Andrea.
Yeah. What about Kim?
Kim Spradlin not on the list, but we do have Ozzy, Steph LaGrosa, David Wright, Jerry Manthe, and Nick Wilson, each with 18. So we are done with our first game. Twitch list is over. Amanda, you have 18 points. Chris, you have, let me do some quick math here. Not going to be that quick. Chris has 21 points. Phil has 7. So that is the score going in to round 2. And let me just scroll down to get to our second game. This is going to be the fifth placers game. This is a game that we've played on here a couple different times with, we've done it with second boots. We've done it with merge boots, but now we're fifth placers. So the way that this is going to work, we're going to go in the same order that we did for the Twitch list. So we're going to go Amanda, Chris, Phil, the first player. So for the first person would be Amanda. You're going to choose a Survivor season. You can't choose. The only ones you can't choose for this game are Redemption Island, South Pacific, Blood versus Water, or Edge of Extinction, because placements are annoying in those seasons. You're going to
what about Winners at War?
Let's stay away. I mentioned Winners at War too. Okay. Let's stay away from Edge and Redemption Island seasons, just because we have so many to choose from that we don't really need them. So the first player, in this case would be Amanda, will choose a season. The next person, which would be in this case Chris, can guess for 1 point if they're right, with no penalty. So they if they get it wrong, doesn't matter. Then the third person, if that person is wrong, will get to guess for 1 point and no penalty. If both players are wrong, or both players just don't pass or don't get the answer, it will go to the season chooser. If the season chooser is right, they will get 2 points. However, if they are incorrect, they will lose 1 point. So Amanda, these are going to be fifth placers. Amanda, you are starting by choosing the season. Chris will have the first shot.
Okay. I don't feel at all confident in my ability to do this, but we'll see how this goes. Okay. So, Chris, I will give you Survivor. So you're rewatching all the bad ones that we've already seen, right? So, I will give you, Survivor Philippines.
All right, so Chris, who is the Philippines fifth placer?
That is Abby Maria Gomez.
Abby Maria is correct. So, Chris, you get a point. And, Chris, you're going to choose the season now, and it's going to go to Phil.
Survivor Thailand.
All right. So, Thailand. Phil, who is the Thailand fifth placer?
I'm going to go with Big Ted on this one. No. Wait, can I change it? I can't, right? I messed up.
Nope. Can't change it.
I don't think we can change it. So you don't lose a point though. So it's going to go to Amanda.
Is that Helen?
Helen Glover is the. Wait a second.
Wait, yeah. What are you guys doing? No, what are you guys doing?
It was Ted. You guys messed me up.
It was
Ted.
Who messed you up? Who messed you up? But when Phil guessed the right answer, did that mess you up?
You
and then
you was funny. I
was going to say
I was trying to get him to not change his right answer.
Yeah, no, Thailand is correct. Yeah, Big Ted is definitely the fifth pleasure. You know what's interesting? Okay. On my list, Thailand was not on the list for some reason. I think just like I guess I just decided to skip Thailand, which is usually a good choice.
Yeah,
but yeah, Big Ted is definitely the fifth pleasure. Helen was fourth place. So Phil, you do get the point. And Phil, you get to choose the season for Amanda.
All right, I'm gonna ask about Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, Amanda.
Nicaragua fifth. Place. Oh my goodness. Who's in the end there? Was it Benry?
It was not Benry. So we're going to go to Chris.
Fifth place for Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. Dan Limbo.
Dan Limbo is correct. And Amanda, you get to choose the season for Chris.
Okay. For Chris. I shall.
We're going to do three rounds of this, by the way. So you each get to choose three seasons.
Okay. For Chris, Millennials versus Gen X.
All right, Chris, who's the Millennials versus Gen X fifth placer?
That would be Brett LaBelle.
Brett LaBelle is correct. Chris, you're choosing the season for Phil.
David versus Goliath.
David versus Goliath for Phil.
Y'all are gonna kill me for this one. It's clock is ticking. God. It's not Davey that he's six.
An answer quickly.
Just kill me. I don't know.
All right.
Phil.
It's going to go to you,
Phil.
Amanda.
Come on.
And so we have Davey, and then four is Kara. And then who's in the middle there? Why am I?
Answer in like 5 seconds.
Is it Alec?
It is not. So, Chris, for 2 points, if you're right, one, and you'll lose 1 point if you're wrong. Who's the fifth placer?
Allison.
Dr. Allison.
Oh, Dr. Allison Erasure is real.
She was the biggest threat.
And, Phil, you're going to choose the next season.
All right. I'm going to ask, who is the fifth place finisher in Survivor Fiji?
All right, we're going to Fiji for Amanda.
Okay, the fifth place finisher in Survivor Fiji. Shoot. It's not...
I would say don't say who it's not because...
Yeah, I know.
That could help. That could help your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Amanda, I'm going to need an answer.
Alex Angarita.
It is not Alex Angarita. Chris.
Boo Burness.
Boo Burness is correct. And Chris, you're going to choose. Amanda, you're choosing the category.
Okay, I will choose Survivor Gabon.
All right, Gabon for Chris.
That would be Ken.
Ken is correct, and you're going to choose the category for Phil.
Panama.
Survivor Panama for Phil.
Oh, the all-time great Shane Powers.
Shane Powers is correct, Phil. You get the point. And Phil, this is going to be the last one. You're going to choose a season, and Amanda.
Phil, thank you for getting a Shane Powers question right. I would not want to get dragged on Twitter.
He didn't lose it.
He wants to talk to you, Sister Nunage.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Please, I hope you all voted Survivor Panama very high.
One of my all-time faves.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who's the fifth place finisher on Survivor Ghost Island?
All right. We're going to Ghost Island. Amanda.
Okay. On Survivor Ghost Island, the fifth place finisher is Sebastian?
It is not Sebastian. Chris?
It is Donathan.
Donathan is correct. So you get the point there, Chris. Chris, you got a lot more points on that game. So, Amanda, you are still at 18. Chris, you picked up 8 on that game. So you are now at 29. And Phil, you picked up 2 on that game. So you are at 9 points. Those are our scores going in to game 3. Okay. And yes, Rob.
Let's I like to take a little bit of a breather in between the games. I feel like you're just racing through everything.
I'm in coach mode. I'm not Coach Wade. I'm in practice mode. This is what I get.
Let's check in a little bit between
Jordan, did
between
you know
the rounds.
I was the fifth place finisher in Survivor Philadelphia?
Of course I did. I watched Survivor. That's why I did this game, Amanda.
I should have. Those are my brethren. I should have had that memorized. It's a terrible round for me.
Where was JCR? JCR did he was he fourth? Fourth?
Yeah, he was fourth.
Yeah.
So sorry for the Survivor Philadelphia spoilers.
Chris, you really know your fifth boots.
I like to think Sporkle.
Sporkle. Okay. Yeah.
I used to do those. Yeah, all the time. It's
a lot of fun. A lot of fun to do the Sporkle quiz. I've been trying my hand at some of them myself.
Yeah, I've enjoyed your streams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. I'm like, ooh, I wonder how Rob would do at Sporkle quizzes, and now I get to know the answer.
Yeah, so this is a lot of fun. All right, Jordan, here we are. Yes. Halfway through our, 4 rounds, right? Before we get to our bonus round.
All right. We're going to game 3. So we're halfway through the contestants round before getting to you, Rob. And by the way, those Sporkle quizzes helped me clean up my kitchen. It gave me something to do while I was cleaning the other day.
Happy to hear that. Jordan, can we get a score check in one more time before we head to round 3?
Yes. Do we have to?
Phil has 9 points and Phil's in third place. Look, these games are worth a lot of points. He could still catch up. Amanda's in second with 18. Chris is in first with 29 points.
Okay, but the point values increase as we move along.
Well, so for this game, it's going to be 2 for correct, 1 for incorrect. But in the final game, they go up to they actually double. But the penalty does not double, so you could get a lot of points in that final round.
Hey, everybody, just a quick break in the game, but I have a treat for you. The First Lady of Podcasting is here. Nicole, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm taking a break from that craziness downstairs.
Hey, good. Well, you're just in time to hear me talk about our friends over at Osea. And Osea creates skin and body care products powered by the sea. They're making clean skincare products since 1996, vegan and cruelty-free. Nicole, of course, winter is over, and after huddling up all winter, my skin needs some TLC to get ready for some sunny months. Have you noticed anything different about me lately?
Well, I have noticed.
Have you noticed how healthy and smooth my skin is?
I've noticed that your abnormally soft feet now match the rest of your body.
Yes, well, you should...
They're abnormally soft.
Yes, okay. Well, I have been checking out some of the Osea skincare products, including Undaria Algae Body Oil. I've been working it into my routine. Have you noticed?
Well, I noticed that you're not as... Dry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying not to insult you, but
yes. Well, you are. I'm no insult taken because that the Undaria Algae Body Oil feels luxurious and rich. Never greasy or
sticky. No.
Made with sustainable packaging. I really like the design as well. The Osea Undaria Algae Body Oil instantly moisturizes and replenishes dry skin.
Goes right. It seeps into your skin.
Yeah, it leaves every inch silky smooth.
Please don't say supple anymore.
Yep. Skin is super soft now, glowing with Undaria Algae Acai Pulp and Babasu. They used to call me Robasu back in the Amazon.
So this is perfect for you and your super weird
soft feet. Yeah, Babasu seed oil. Yeah. Osea soaks hand-harvested Undaria algae in barrels of oil for up to 6 months. The result, it's liquid gold, they say. Rich, luxurious, never greasy body oil. Fragrant with sunny citrus and top notes of sweet passion fruit that you like.
Rob is really excited for this.
Yeah. Osea, they're making skin and body care products powered by the sea, responsibly sourced, plant-driven ingredients, good for your skin and for the planet. Female-founded, too. Family-operated by a mother and a daughter team. You could try Osea risk-free for 30 days and get free shipping on orders over $50. They even send free samples that you could try with every order, Nicole, and get 10% off your first order with my promo code RHAP at OseaMalibu.com. Again, Nicole, remember this code because you have to get your own. You're not using mine. That's 10% off promo code RHAP at OseaMalibu. That's OseaMalibu.com. Now let's get back to the quiz later, Nicole.
All right, sexy legs.
All right, Jordan, why don't you tell us about game number three?
All right. So, Amanda, your son told you that he gave you some good advice before this game because he said that you have to remember that Tony Vlachos was the winner of Survivor Winners at War. This game is called Tony Vlachos. It's going to work very similar to our Seeds Baby and Hey Girl Hey games that we've played in the past, where the first letter of each answer will spell out the names of Tony Vlachos. I'll tell you what letter we're on, so you don't have to keep track. Don't worry. If you are right, you get 2 points. If you're wrong, you lose 1 point. And this is a buzzing game. So the way that you're going to buzz is by both saying your name and also hitting your head, which is the Jamal Shipman method of buzzing. It's been a lasting legacy here on Twitch Ultimate
Trivia. And if you hit your head too hard, I will evaluate you for any neurological
Amanda.
Effects.
Yes. No, don't don't do it too hard. No, we don't want any CTE here on Twitch.
And the head tap is the tiebreaker. You're going to blurt out your name, and then that is going to be for a tiebreaker who did the head tap the fastest.
Yes, and Rob, as always, is the judge.
Mm-hmm. So wait, for your name, it's not, we actually say our names or we're saying our
answers?
No,
you say your name. Rob.
Okay.
Yeah, you say the name and then once Rob tells me who's up, I sometimes it's obvious, sometimes he doesn't need to tell me. But if it is not obvious, Rob will tell me who
I'll make a judgment call.
Who won the tip or the tap. And I will, the answer will go to that person. So on an incorrect answer, you will not be able to answer again. However, your opponents will. So you can lose a point and your opponents can gain 2 points if that happens. If the first two people are incorrect and the third person wants to guess, they can do that too. But again, if they choose to guess, they will lose a point for getting the answer wrong. It's like the SATs. So we're going to start with, of course, the first one is going to start with T, and we're going to go from there because we're spelling out Tony Vlachos. And the reason we're doing the Tony game, by the way, this is the 1 year anniversary of his Winners at War win, which seems like a million years ago. But
wow, it's been 1 year since New Survivor.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, it's just been that long, but like. It's coming soon. We're getting more. So. Yeah,
I'm so excited for the next new season of Survivor. It could even be like an average season, and I'll still be so happy every time I watch. It could be below average, and I'll still be happy. All right. So Amanda, Chris, and Phil, we're not going in any order. This is a buzzing game, as you know. So we're going to start with the T answer, and you could buzz in at any time. Once you buzz in, I will stop reading the question. And I'm going to be reading these, by the way. This game comes from Sarah Carradine, and I'm going to be reading these as if I were the player, which is a fun twist on this game. So we're going to do that. My tribe was a disaster, with only three of us making it to the merge, where one of my alliance flipped to Tony's side. I won.
Chris. Tasha.
Tasha Fox. Yes, that is correct. So you get 2 points.
Well, that was a real curveball you threw in there very late that these were going to be in the first person.
Well, I forgot until I started reading.
Yeah.
So we are going to be now on O. I played on the Apari and Solana tribes with Tony before quitting the game. What is my last name?
Chris.
Ogle.
Lindsay Ogle. I don't like doing last names. There's not so many O's. Okay, this is going to be the N. I've played twice. I've been a winner. I've been first out. And I've been a top three baby with Tony, receiving 4 jury votes.
Amanda.
Natalie Anderson.
Natalie Anderson is correct. Like Tony, and this is going to be the why. Like Tony in Game Changers, I was a pre-merge boot on my season. In fact, I was the only member of my tribe voted out before the merge, although Russell Swan was medevaced.
Chris.
Phil, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yasmin.
Yasmin is correct. So you get 2 points there.
Yeah. Again, we need the name, and then the head tap is going to be the tiebreaker.
All right. So we're going to go to V now for the V and Vlachos. Like Tony in Kagyan, I was on the right side of the vote at every tribal council I attended. I got one
Amanda.
Over on... Yeah.
The Sepia?
No. I got one over... So you're going to lose a point. I got one over on Aubrey, blindsiding her with a hidden immunity idol and an extra vote in her pocket.
Phil. Victoria.
Victoria Bemande is the correct answer. Okay, so now we are on L. I was elected leader of my tribe on the beach on day one. After a swap, Tony joined my tribe and became an ally. At the first tribal council after the merge, Tony and I played idols on each other. However, Tony blindsided
Chris.
Me.
Oh, Chris. That would be LJ.
LJ is correct. We're on the A. When I played in Kagyan, I was on the beauty tribe, where I was part of the four-person majority
alliance.
Amanda.
Alexis
Maxwell is correct. So you get 2 points. C. I was athletic and well-liked on my tribe, which worried Tony. He plotted to throw a challenge to get me out, but luckily the challenge
Amanda.
Was similar.
Amanda. Cliff Robinson.
Cliff Robinson is correct. I was going to say the challenge is similar to basketball. we're now on H. I played with Tony on Game Changers, which was my second and final season so far. Although I vowed to change my game the second time I played, I was the first member of the jury on both of my seasons.
Chris. The Haley Ford.
Haley Ford is correct.
Queen of Ponderosa.
Yes. And we are on O. I never went to Tribal Council in Game Changers until after the second swap where we voted out the queen.
Phil.
Ozzy.
Ozzy's correct. And this is going to be the last one for this game. This is going to be an S. Tony nicknamed me and then helped make me the fourth placer while lying about his special idol's hidden powers in the process.
Chris. Spencer Bledsoe.
Spencer, the young lad, Bledsoe. Very good job. So on that game, we have 5 points for Amanda. We have 12 points for Chris. We have 4 points for Phil, meaning Phil is at a total of 13. Chris is at a total of 41, and Amanda has 23. Going into our last game, which is actually worth the most points. So anyone can still take it, I believe.
Okay.
Right.
All right, Jordan, how much is each question worth in round number four?
So in round number four, you get 4 points for a correct answer, and you lose 1 point for an incorrect answer. And there are 12 questions in this game. So a lot of points up for grabs. Anyone can win this. And I am going to explain how this game works. This actually comes from, let me just get to make sure I have the name right. It comes from Joel Green on Instagram. A lot of people have been sending me game ideas, and some of them have been used. Some of them I think need to be maybe workshopped a little, but Joel Green sent me a game that I really like.
So what, send you the whole game, or they send you like a pitch and then you say...
It depends. They sent me the pitch. I came up with the answers, but he came up with the idea for the game. It was a pretty easy one to put together, to be honest, which is always fun because some of the games take longer if you have to write stuff. This is a game that I am going to call Know Your Neighbor. I am going to give you a season. I am going to tell you two people who were eliminated in that season. You have to tell me the one player who was eliminated between them. So it is their neighbor on the boot order. Okay, so I'm giving you
is
the
that
season.
Like your number neighbor?
Sure. I'm giving you the season.
Yeah.
So
is this a buzzin? Is this a buzzin again?
This is a buzzin game. Uh-huh. The points for a correct answer are doubled. You get four, but you only get one for an incorrect answer. So you could you could risk it. You got to risk it to get the biscuit, as they say. And I hope that all of you are able to get a bunch of points on this question. Do you guys get the rules?
That's very generous.
Yeah.
We're picking the person in the middle of two boots.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Very simple. All right. So we are going to say Survivor Marquesas. The two players are Tammy and Sean.
Chris. The general, Robert.
The general, yes, is correct. So you get 4 points for that.
And you lose points if you get it wrong, right?
You only lose one point.
Okay, wrong. Okay.
Yep. Survivor Fiji, Michelle Yee and Mookie.
Phil.
Phil.
Alex.
Alex is incorrect.
Can I say it
Chris.
Again?
Matt.
Chris.
Who's? Edgardo.
Edgardo is correct. Okay, we're going to go to Survivor Ko Rong, Joe Del Campo, and Ty.
Phil.
Phil.
Sydney.
Sydney is correct. Survivor All-Stars, Big Tom and Jenna Lewis.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Is it Rupert?
It is Rupert, so you get 4 points.
That's right. Those are my neighbors.
You just have to think about who they people were sitting next to at the finale.
Oh, there you go. Why didn't I think of that?
Micronesia, Eric and Suri.
Phil.
Phil.
Natalie.
Natalie Bolton is correct. Kara Moen, Michael Snow, and Malcolm.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Corinne?
It is not Corinne.
Phil.
Phil.
Philip.
Philip is correct. Okay, so we're going to go to Exile Island between Bruce and Shane.
Chris.
Chris.
Courtney.
Mary. Courtney is correct. Winners at War between Adam Klein and Sophie.
Phil.
Phil.
Tyson.
Tyson is correct. We're going to go to Token Sheens between Brendan and Sierra.
Chris.
Chris.
Also Tyson.
Also Tyson. Correct. Oh.
Double Tyson.
We got double Tyson here. Survivor, the Amazon, between Dina and Christy.
Amanda.
Phil.
Amanda.
Is that Alex?
It is Alex Bell. Ghost Island, between Bradley and Libby.
Chris.
Chris.
That would be James Lim.
It was not James Lim. So you lose a point.
Phil.
Phil.
Is it Stephanie?
It is not Stephanie.
Amanda, is it Michael Yerger?
It is not Michael Yerger, so you all lose a point. I'm just not going to take away points from any of you because you all lost points. Rob, do you
Chris
know
Noble.
It is Chris Noble, the merge move. Yeah, Bradley was right before the merge.
One of the greatest episodes of Survivor of all
time. Yes, it was. Definitely one of my favorite episodes. And this is our final one. We're going to The Edge of Extinction, voted out between David Wright and War Dog.
Oh, Phil.
Phil.
It's David. Oh wait. Did between Wentworth? It doesn't count right now.
Make another one on the fly, Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. Well done. Okay. Yeah.
So, Amanda, Rob, and I were actually all in the same room when Kelly Wentworth voted out. That was No One Else Philly. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to. So, we'll do one more. I have extra of these for a reason. Survivor Heroes versus Villains between Coach and JT.
Chris. Courtney Yates.
Courtney Yates is correct. And that is our time. And Rob is going to now talk while I add up scores.
Okay. All right. Of course, the main game here on Twitch Ultimate Trivia is sponsored by our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance. Certainly easier than this quiz, along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. All right. Jordan, what do you have?
I think you have to do another commercial so I can do some more math. No, I was kidding. I have the scores. Okay, so in third place today, but who did pick up a lot of points in that final game was Phil with a score of 29. In second place was Amanda with a score of 30. So very close between Amanda and Phil. And our winner, who will be going up against Rob right now in our final This Week in Survivor history game, is Chris with a total of 61 points,
wow,
which I think it might be the most in a pre-Rob Matt matchup that we've had so far.
Wow. We didn't stand a chance.
Yes, Chris, you were on fire today. I feel like we had a lot of questions about placements. Does that happen to be your forte?
I don't know if there's like a forte specifically, but I think usually when you have like a Sporkle and something, it's usually like placement or names, mm-hmm, and tribes and stuff. So it's kind of like Twitch Sporkle going on right now.
Okay. Are you feeling especially confident heading into the final death match against me, the death Twitch?
You should never be confident in Twitch.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so this is the theme for this final round is Survivor of the Amazon. I was kidding. No. But first of all, this I have my scoreboard. I got to put Chris's name up there. This is love the scoreboard.
Okay.
Well, so we have Chris and Rob going up against each other. But okay, well, Amanda and Phil,
yes,
you still have roles here, because I am going to say, I'm just going to go with the screen here. Rob and Amanda are in the top row. So Amanda is going to be Rob's lifeline. Phil and Chris are on the bottom row. Phil, you're going to be Chris's lifeline for one. Oh, now it's switched. Stop being confusing.
Sorry, Chris.
<Who's> hosting.
is that
you,
right?
Rob, or is that Sam Moore?
I did this. Is that not what you wanted?
Oh, that's fine. Oh, no. Now Rob's on the right. Yeah, now Rob's on the right. And oh, that's cool. Oh. I like that. Okay. So Rob's on the right with Amanda.
This Chris is also exactly what we do every single episode.
Is it? I've never noticed this in my life that mm-hmm, we've done this before.
Yes. All yes. Right. Yes, we have.
Okay. I never noticed. That's a good idea. I like it.
Thank you.
It's a good addition to the quiz.
All right. Well, let's say, Phil, you came in here and it was a valiant effort.
Rob, you know, the way you looked at me sometimes, you looked like a disappointed father or something. Like,
no, but was I giving off? I think that's just my look. Disappointed dad.
Yeah, no. I'm joking. It's still a lot of fun. You know, we did what we did. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well. All right. Hopefully you are done providing any correct answers if Chris goes to you as a lifeline.
I don't think Chris is going to need it tonight. But I'm okay. Just going to say that.
All right. Because I have Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz sitting on my shoulder. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
You have
I'm
all the Alex answers ready?
Yes. That's my forte. There you go.
And I got to say, so Phil, I mean, first of all, 29 points is a lot of points. It's third place, but I mean, you're going up against two buzzsaws here who and I only got yeah. one more point. And after you did your top 40 podcast, I was like, we got to get this guy. Phil T needs to be on Twitch. So I'm happy you're here and you're still going to be a lifeline for Chris here. So the way
yeah,
the
Chris,
final
be
round
glad works, this wasn't Kid Nation trivia.
Would oh, listen, Lord. Chris. Oh, what?
You don't want any
oh,
of that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You would have been done.
Yeah.
All right. So the way that the final round works, we have four categories. Chris is going to start by choosing the category and Rob will be able to answer first. When you get a question, you could either choose to play or pass. If you play the first time, you get 1 point for a correct answer. If you pass it to your opponent, they will get 2 points for a correct answer. If they pass back to the original player, the original question answer will be able to get 3 points for a correct answer. At any point, and you can't pass on the third time. Once you get it for the third time, you're either going to get it right or wrong. At any point, if you get a question wrong, you get an X. If you get three X's, you automatically lose the quiz, even if you have more points. That's what happened to Megan Z. Megan Z had more points than Rob, but she had three X's, so therefore Rob was the winner of the quiz. So just be careful with the with incorrect answers. Three means an automatic loss. So I am going to give you the categories. Chris, you understand what's going on here? I've heard sometimes that my rules can be a little bit complicated. That's been.
Can
a,
you just repeat the first? Is this just general questions? Can you repeat the first part for me?
Sure. There's four categories with two questions each. So there's eight total questions. We might not get to all eight depending on how the game goes. You're going to start by choosing a category. Rob will be able to answer the first question, and then we're going to alternate between who's the first guesser and the chooser of the category. So your categories, Chris, we have rewards. We have three votes. we have family visits, and we have the lone dissenter. And by the way, Felipe helped me come up with some of these questions. So which category would you like to choose first for Rob?
Let's go three votes.
Three votes. Okay, so for Rob, this is for 1 point, unless you decide to pass.
Yep.
In Survivor Worlds Apart, which American tribe member was voted out by a vote of 3-0 when Mike played his idol?
Mike played his idol and 3-0.
You could use your lifeline on any question.
Let me check in with Amanda on this one. Amanda, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm thinking if there's 3-0, this might be when he had Jen and Shireen as his votes.
But he didn't play his idol. Pretty sure that I have a guess of who it is, but I was hoping that you would.
I would be able to give you something.
Yeah. All right. I think I'm going to guess here.
All right. Okay. Rob is going to take a guess.
Okay. I'm going to say that it was Tyler.
Tyler Fredrickson is correct. So Rob, you get a point. He was idled out of the game with three votes against him. So Rob, you have 1 point here, and you get to choose the category for Chris.
Let's go with family visit.
Okay, family visits. Chris, in Survivor One World, Kat and her cousin infamously barked at each other before winning the reward. Which two players did Kat choose to bring along so she could get drunk with her friends?
Okay.
And you need to get both here.
Let's see. I think I know it, but it's kind of a guess. I'm going to try a guess for this one.
Sure.
I'm going to say Kim and Chelsea.
Kim and Chelsea is incorrect. So, Chris, you get an X. And, Rob, it is your turn.
So, do I have a chance to steal or is...
Yes, it goes up to 2 points if you get it right. You get an X if you get it wrong. However, you could also choose to not answer the question.
Okay.
And then it wouldn't be a penalty.
So I'm just going to say Kim and Alicia.
Kim and Alicia, if you are right, you get 2 points. If you're wrong, like Chris, you will get an X on this question. Rob, you are correct. So you get 2 points. Rob, you have a 3-0 lead against Chris, and Chris has an X. So Chris, you are now choosing the category for Rob.
What are the two categories left?
You have all four are left because there's two for each, but there's rewards, three votes, family visits, and the lone dissenter.
Let's do rewards.
Rewards. Okay. This is going to be the first of the rewards questions. Rob, which two players enjoyed a ride on a yacht through the Panama Canal on Survivor Exile Island?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, so we're passing to Chris. So Chris, for 2 points here, or you can pass it back to Rob.
That is Aris and Suri.
Aris and Suri is correct. Chris, you get 2 points there. Rob, you have a 3-2 lead. That was very fun reward to see the two of them on the boat. That was one of the cooler locations that I think you get to see on a reward in Survivor history. Rob, you're going to choose the question for the category for Chris.
Okay. Let's go with family visit two.
Okay. Family visit two. In Survivor Edge of Extinction, Ron and Lloyd won the family visit. Ron picked Julie to tag along, as well as which other Vata tribe mate?
Hmm.
Gavin is correct.
Very easy question there.
The game. Yes, Gavin was on his honeymoon on Survivor. Chris, Rob, you're now choosing the category for Chris.
I thought I just did.
Oh, that is true. Chris, you're choosing the category for Rob. We're tied 3-3. Chris has an X.
Let's do 3 votes.
3 votes. So this is going to be the second 3 votes question for Rob. At the Karamoan Final Nine, Malcolm was voted out after a 3-3-3 revote between himself, Reynolds, and which favorite?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, so Rob is going to pass to Chris. Chris, this is for 2 points, or you could pass back to Rob.
It is Andrea.
Andrea is correct. Chris, you get 2 points. You have taken a 5-3 lead. And now, Chris, you are choosing the category. Is that correct?
No.
Chris just picked 3 votes. And you asked me the question.
Votes. Okay, so Rob, you are choosing the category for Chris. I had a system too where I was like writing it at the top of the page. I need a better system.
Go with rewards too.
Rewards. Okay, so this is going to be the second of the rewards question. This is now going to be for Chris. Who won a Corvette at the Survivor Palau Car Reward Challenge?
Ian
is correct for 1 point, and he picks Tom to go with him. And Tom is not so happy that he was picked because it made their two person alliance very, very obvious, but doesn't come back to bite them. So that's okay. And now I know that Chris, you are choosing the category for Rob.
What is it? Lone vote?
We have a lone dissenter.
Lone dissenter.
Family visits are gone. The other one that we have is we've done.
You have 2 questions in lone dissenter. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, and that's it. How do you keep up with this stuff?
Lone dissenter.
Okay, so this question is going to be for Rob. Besides Coach himself, who was the only player to not cast a vote for the Dragon Slayer at the Tokenshin's Final Five?
It was JT.
JT is correct. So, Rob, you have 4 points. Chris, you have 6 points. Rob is choosing the category for Chris. Chris, you could clinch with a correct answer on this question. So, Rob, you have to choose the second lone dissenter. Besides Ben Dreeberg and himself, who is the only player to not cast a vote for Ben at the Winners at War Final Five?
That was Tony.
So if you are correct, you win the quiz. If you are incorrect, Rob has a chance to answer for 2 points where he would be able to tie your score. Tony is correct. Chris, congratulations. You have won the quiz.
It was Chris's night. Right. You couldn't do anything to stop him.
8-4 victory. You did have an X, but you didn't have 3 X's, and that's all that matters.
Chris, congratulations. We can't stump you tonight.
Thank you, Rob.
Bravo. Amazing.
And Phil, you were his teammate. So, Phil, you get a co-win with Chris. Great job.
I'll take the title.
Yeah.
No, Chris, I honestly, how do you do it? What's your secret?
I don't know. I don't do a lot of things. I work. I go home. Quarantine doesn't help with extra time.
You're a genius.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I will say, Chris, when Sam Moore gave me your name as the winner of the Survivor Patron Trivia, I was like, wait a second, Chris Snyder, that's the guy from Clubhouse Trivia, because I remember you did very, very well on that night as well.
Yeah, you came up through the ranks of Patron Survivor Trivia, won your way on here, and look at you now. Made it to the finals and even knocked me out.
I will say there are... I don't want people to have the same knowledge as me, because I'm sure there's a lot of important things in life to learn about that should replace that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So is you there... know, stay in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I graduated school. I'm saying, you know, remember what you learned in school.
Okay.
Survivor's more important. Don't listen to Chris, guys.
Well, Chris, congratulations. Is this the fifth or the sixth time out for Twitch Ultimate Trivia?
I believe it's six, but my ability to keep track of numbers isn't great.
Yes, Chris, you're advancing on the bracket.
Somewhere between like 4 and 8. I don't know.
So congratulations on the big win. Chris, anything you want people to check out?
No, because I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Say hi to Chris in the patron Facebook group.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
Congratulate him on the big win.
And sometimes I'm on Clubhouse. Okay.
All right. How's the Clubhouse doing?
It's good. I've got to accompany Sarah Ferguson's dog walks a couple times.
Yes.
Recently. You know, and trying to catch it when I am. It's usually around when I'm working, but mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking out for people and conversations to jump in on when I'm off.
Yeah.
You know, it's still there. I haven't forgotten about it.
Okay. Phil, what's coming up for you?
Well, I'm in real life. I'm graduating college and next week.
Congratulations.
Which is kind of
sweet. Yes.
No idea what's going to happen. But you know,
are you considering, were you considering dropping out before Chris, said stay in school?
I mean, you know, now you kind of, you're giving me the final push to just get through this finals week. I was considering it. But you know, I'm actually thinking about going to grad school for just like survivor trivia.
Really, yeah, really
own all
take
that stuff.
Class.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, you know, why not? But just that's real world stuff on the online sphere. Not really doing much, but you can follow me on twitter.com/listenupphillip. I'm tweeting there sometimes. And then I'm also just write a lot of movie. I mean, y'all know, I just write about movies and watch movies all day. That's all I do. Yeah. You can follow me on letterboxd.com/PNTJR.
Yeah.
Where I'm just kind of doing that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Phil, can you give us a movie recommendation?
Listen, do not watch the Saw movies, all the Saw movies in 2 days. That's
why
what
did
I
you
basically
do that?
Did. I did that over the last 2 days.
I don't really like the horror movies, but I do like the Saw movies. That,
really?
I don't watch them a lot, but the times I watch them, I'm like, yeah, they got what was coming to them. Like, I don't feel bad for the people. Yeah, there's usually
I'm on Team
Jigsaw. Yeah.
Because they don't value their life, and it's like, oh, you failed. You don't value your life. Yeah, no, exactly. And the thing with the Saw series is that it's basically just like a TV show. Like, I had no idea that it was that serialized, where all of them are basically follow after the other. But I was doing so to prep for
like
this
he's
weekend.
Basically like Dexter Jigsaw, right? He's like, he finds like bad people and then makes them like have to like, you know, some ironic punishment.
Yeah, but like he really tortures the hell out of these people. Like he really he's like doing a lot.
I think I might have only seen one of them.
Isn't there
like,
one of these crazy?
You liked what you saw.
Stick it to them.
Isn't there one of those online theories where Jigsaw is actually Kevin McAllister in the future or something?
Oh my gosh!
I've seen this as a theory before.
That sounds very on brand, and that makes me actually like all the films a lot more. So thank you for that, Jordan. I appreciate that.
Maybe that's why he didn't appear in the third and fourth one, because he's busy becoming Jigsaw.
His origin story. Amanda, what's coming up for you?
Well, if people like the television show Psych, they should check out my podcast. I'm recording it actually later tonight. That's I Know You Don't Know, IKYDK.com. You can find me and Jason Curtis Rivera. We're almost done with season 2 of Psych, which has 8 seasons and 2 movies with a third one forthcoming. So also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Dr. Amanda R. That's Dr. Amanda R.
So you're almost 25% done with Psych.
Yeah, it's flying by.
Wow. What will you do when you get to the end? Have you talked about it?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Will you start over or retire?
Maybe we'll just start at the beginning again with a different premise that now we both know. But it's been super fun doing the podcast. So I hope that we find a way to keep it up. But we're still going strong.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about what's coming up here on Rob Has a Podcast, because we have, last night, I got to talk about Survivor Marquesas over 4+ hours, a shocking few Marquesas questions here today. Jessica Lise, Geneva Guadalupe joined me to talk about Survivor Marquesas. Does anybody on the panel love Survivor Marquesas?
Yes.
Jordan? Jordan knows.
Yeah, I,
love
it. I think of the first four seasons. I mean, I might have like the least nostalgia for it. I think the most nostalgia I have would be for probably the Australian Outback. But when I just look at the seasons, like when I rewatch them, I think it's definitely the best out of the first four. I mean, obviously the best out of the first five because Thailand's in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really?
So yeah, we got the Survivor Marquesas. We'll be having our Survivor Marquesas patron feedback show over the weekend. So be on the lookout for that. Patrons, we'll continue our discussion about Survivor Marquesas. And look at this. This grown-ass man we talked to, it's Rory Freeman. Had a great chat with Rory the other day. And we talked about Survivor Vanuatu last week. So really fun to get to catch up with a great guy, Rory Freeman, on the latest Talking with T-Bird. For fans of the 90 Day Fiance Happily Ever After, people who just enjoying podcasts about shows that they don't necessarily watch, check out me and Puya talking about 90 Day Fiance Happily Ever After. Those drop on Mondays for people who want to hear about that. Oh, we've got a RHAP Rewind coming up. Chappelle and myself are going to be talking about Pimp My Ride. Look for that. Believe it or not, I was not a big Pimp My Ride guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that show.
Yeah. You know what? I don't really care about cars.
Cars?
You like Pimp My Crib?
Pimp My Crib? Was that a show?
Wasn't it a show?
I think it might just be
Cribs. It was Cribs.
Cribs. Yeah. It was Cribs. We talked about
Pimp My Crib would have been a good show.
Pimp My Crib, starring Jordan Kalish.
I like it.
Yeah. Maybe when you do the Instagram takeover, you can do like, hey, I'm Jordan Kalish. Get ready to pimp my crib.
You're just going to walk into my house. There's going to be bagels all over the place. You know how much seeds heavy it's going to be.
You open the cabinet. This is where the magic happens. Okay.
Room is where the magic happens. This is where the Twitch magic happens.
Magic happens. Yeah. Okay. So Chappelle and I are going to talk about Pimp My Ride, and it's going to be dropping on Friday. But Friday night, Mike Bloom and I are going to be back with another one of our patron Brant Steals, and we've got something fun planned. Fans versus favorites. We are going to be having a team of veteran patrons taking on a team of brand new May patrons. You'll get the chance to meet a whole tribe of brand new May patrons here as we play Fans versus Favorites Brant Steal. That's going to be when Mike Bloom and I simulate a season with people that are actually on Zoom, and we talk to them as they get voted out. Chris, the patron Brant Steal is a hit.
Oh yeah, they have very exciting games going on. Can be very competitive seasons, and very likable people.
Yes,
that are playing.
Yes, thank you for not saying that. It's not my thing. Not for me. Not for
Chris,
me.
Chris is a go-to guy, Rob.
I like real seasons, Rob. Not the fake simulations with patrons. Okay. All right. Of course, get in on all the action. Go to robswebsite.com/patron. See everything that we have going on, including all of our extra weekly podcasts, including the Patron 5 for 5 with the First Lady of Podcasting, Patron Feedback Show, everything we have going on over on Facebook and Discord, where we have rewatches happening of the different Survivor episodes and much more over at robswebsite.com/patron. Of course, if you're ever interested in any of the offers you hear about on Robin's podcast, you don't have a pen, no problem. Just head on over to robinswebsite.com/offers to support the sponsors of Rob Has a Podcast. Okay. And of course, you can follow us on social media when you hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and then also check us out at RJP Grams for where all of our hosts are taking over the Instagram account, and at Rob's Podcast. Jordan, have you thought about what you would do for Instagram takeover?
I just told you it's going to be full of seeds, baby. It's going to be very exactly what you'd expect. I mean, I might maybe I would take it to baseball practice, get some of Kalish coaching, but I don't know how good that's going to be with students in there. Probably not going to do that, actually.
By the way, I'm hearing from Sam Moore behind the scenes. We have a big Instagram takeover coming tomorrow.
Who is it?
Jeff DeFalo at RJP Grams
I do.
What's going on.
Yeah. The takeovers have been really, really fun. I've been enjoying them.
Yeah. So it should be a good one coming on Friday. So be on the lookout for that. And Jordan, what's next for you?
Well, I got a, so we have, I think we have maybe one more of these coming up. I don't know when, but soon we're going to be talking about some finales. I know that I can say that we have some of the wand offers have been writing musical clues for the next Twitch Ultimate Trivia.
Which oh my
I'm,
God.
Which I'm looking forward to. Yes.
What a tease.
Yes, Jacob Sager Weinstein is has been putting that together, so which I'm very excited about. And then on June 11th, you like Survivor Trivia? I'm going to be hosting a Survivor Trivia game on Zoom. We have two special guests. We have Karishma Patel and Elaine Stott from Survivor Island of the Idols, and we are going to be doing some Kahoot trivia for money. You could win some money if so. Chris, Phil, Amanda, if you guys want to sign up? You guys are clearly very good at Survivor Trivia, and there'll be more information about that on my Twitter at Jordan Kalish.
Okay. All right. Well, this is turning into a real enterprise for you, Jordan.
I know.
Oh, my God. All right. He
brings this level of professionalism to it.
Yes.
That it, of course, it's just going to blow up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for checking out another round of Twitch Ultimate Trivia. We will be back again soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. I bet it could be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.